And now a story about the intersection of medicine and technology. The first American to undergo a synthetic trachea transplant is out of the hospital and is expected home next week. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the Massachusetts company that came up with the technology to make the synthetic organ and on the status of the patient.
About 7 months ago, 30-year-old Christopher Lyles was diagnosed with trachea cancer. After conventional treatments didn't work, Lyles and his family learned that the world's first synthetic trachea transplant had just been done by Dr. Paolo Macchiarini in Sweden. So Lyles says they got in touch with him.
My brother-in-law contacted him, and literally that next morning, Dr. Macchiarini was contacting him back saying that I can help your brother-in-law.
Tracheal cancer is usually fatal. Of the 1,800 people in the U.S. diagnosed with it each year, only about 5% survive. So Lyles felt he didn't have much to lose. And 2 months ago, he underwent the surgery in Sweden. He's still there recuperating, but is scheduled to return to his home in Maryland next week.
I feel good. But from time to time, I need to get my rest. But other than that, for the type of surgery that I've been through, a tracheal transplant, I feel good.
The surgery itself sounds like science fiction. The implanted trachea started with what looks like a white, plastic, 6-inch-long, Y-shaped tube. It's a model of the patient's trachea, made of spongy, layered, or scaffolded material. David Green, president of Harvard Bioscience in Holliston, showed me one.
You can handle it. It's made from PET, which is the same material that your 2-liter Coke bottles are made from.
Really?
But it's also an FDA-approved material for long-term implant in humans.
Harvard Bioscience doesn't make this synthetic trachea. It makes what's known as a bioreactor. That's the machine that seeds the model trachea with a patient's stem cells.
What happened is this scaffold was seeded with bone marrow stem cells taken from the patient. And this scaffold is then placed in the bioreactor, that's what we manufactured, which is what keeps it sterile and at body temperature for about 2 or 3 days. So the cells can start growing into the pores between the nanofibers. They start to connect up and become tissue. And by the time it's transplanted, it really is a piece of tissue. A few days after the transplant, it's really more like an organ.
Green says because the patient's stem cells are used, there are no anti-rejection drugs required and no waits for donors. It's a big development for a small life sciences company. Harvard Bioscience employs about 90 people at its Massachusetts headquarters in a large building in an industrial park in a wooded area of Holliston. As Green shows me around, he explains the company is expanding from being a primary manufacturer of life sciences research equipment to working on FDA approval for more advances in regenerative medicine.
This smaller section of the room is an ultra-clean room. And in here, we can actually make products, the products that are used to do the regeneration of the trachea.
Okay, so this essentially looks like a big glass box in the
middle of
your manufacturing area of your company.
A trachea is really just a tube. A lung is much more complex than a trachea. A heart, a liver, a kidney is much more complex than that. But there are lots of researchers working on developing this regeneration technology for these larger organs.
Because this technology is not yet FDA approved, the transplants are now being done in Sweden, and they're expensive. Chris Lyles and his family are working with a nonprofit to raise the $450,000 needed just for the hospital. But of course, Lyles feels it's worth it.
I feel that God has blessed me and was able to afford me the opportunity to embark on this ambitious surgery, because I know it is, and it's new, it's no data, and it's just a hope, and I have a 4-year-old daughter that I got to be around for, and this is the reason why I'm doing it.
And there are already other synthetic trachea transplants scheduled this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.